IGWA. I know that I've started to have a bit of a reputation as this girl who reads poetry. And I didn't want any of you all to be confused, because I love poetry. I love how it speaks to me, but I am still a bit of a filthy slut. And I thought I would tell you all about one of my favorite fantasies. This is an old one, an old favorite. I've had this fantasy for years, and it always comes up. It changes a little bit every time. It's actually from... it's from a manga. Well, that's where it started. I read a manga when I was a teenager. In it, there's this girl with fantastic tits. I'm not gonna lie, guys, I have fantastic tits. Sorry, laughing too hard at my own joke. But it's not a joke, my tits are great. This girl with fantastic tits gets kidnapped by the main antagonist, and he is a very sexy villain. He's a very sexy antagonist. He has a group of somewhere between henchmen and apostles. There are 10 of them. And they all gather around his... This is kind of a fantasy setting. It's almost a boardroom, but it's more medieval than a boardroom. Somewhere between a boardroom and a throne room. But his followers are there. In my fantasy, I am another girl who was kidnapped. There are a few of us there. Girls who exist for his pleasure, but not as much for his pleasure as to demonstrate his power. He's a violent man. Cruel. Kills people. We all stand there. All the girls. We are always naked. Standing there, and the first day that I'm being brought to his chamber, well, to this throne room, he calls me over in front of him. His henchmen are all there. They all think he's disgusting. They don't like him. They follow him because they have to. Because they have no choice. In the same way that I have no choice. He orders me in front of him. So I walk over with all the false courage I can muster, stick my chest out at him, and look down with defiance as he's sitting in his chair. He tells me to open his pants, to take out his cock. So, I do. I bend over at the waist because it's the only way to actually get my hands down there, because it's a stupid fucking chair. And this room full of men see my ass sticking up. They see my nice little cunt hanging down. I undo his pants, and his cock is there, and it is rock fucking hard, because of course it is. Because he is the most manly of men. He's powerful. And I'm scared of him. Not because I'm scared of what he'll do, not because I'm a coward, scared because his very presence makes me tremble. Makes my entire body tremble. My muscles are tense in his presence. He's sitting in his chair, and he orders me to get on. So I get on, facing him. He's completely expressionless as I climb onto the chair and lower myself, my pussy onto him. My whole body is so tense. My pussy is dripping. Of course it is, because he wants it to be. Of course my pussy is fucking sopping wet, and it slides on no problem. And it feels so fucking good. Oh. Oh. And his face hasn't changed. He's just staring at me, and my entire body is still so tense. And I'm still quivering everywhere, my arms, my hands, my cunt, but now I can feel it so much more because it's quivering around him. And he tells me to ride. He orders me to make myself come on his cock. And to make it feel as good as possible for him. Oh, and I'm so fucking grateful, because I was shaking, trying not to just start fucking myself on him. It starts with grinding. I grind myself down to feel him so fucking deep. I'm moaning. Trying to work the angle just the right way, sticking my ass out a little bit. I'm facing him so all these men can see my ass. Oh, and then I start bouncing. just fucking impaling myself. His cock feels so good. God. I just want to scream. I want to lose myself. I'm trying so hard not to. This fucker, I don't want to give him the satisfaction, but he's just staring at me, not changing, just watching, almost amused at how fucking desperate I am. How tightly I'm squeezing him, how much I just want to come. Do anything. Anything to come. Anything. Oh, fuck. Ah. Oh, and I come facing him. Come hard, shuddering, squeezing all around his cock. And he hasn't even fucking flinched. He hasn't moved a muscle. I'm here, drooling, crying a little bit, desperate, moaning, feeling aftershocks, and he hasn't moved a fucking muscle. And he tells me to turn around. So I climb off, stand in front of him, and I turn around so that my ass is facing him, and he makes me get back down. I can barely move. I'm so shaky still. But he grabs me on my right hip with his nails, and the shockwave goes through me, and I have no choice but to obey. And I back myself onto him as quickly as I can, and I almost come just from him entering me again. That's so... My knees are on the chair. His cock is deep inside me. My hands are on the arm. I have the wings of the chair. And he orders me to make myself come again. And it's such a fucking relief. I needed it. I needed him to tell me to do this. I needed to come again. And it doesn't matter that these fucking creeps are staring at me with their mouths open, their eyes wide. It doesn't matter. Because I just need to come. I come again. And they're still staring. And his hand is still on my hip. His nails are digging into me. My whole body, every muscle I can feel squeezing, contracting, releasing. Every muscle is acting without my will. It's all just reacting to him. I have no control over myself. None at all. I just need more of him. He orders me to come again. I'm crying now. Tears down my face. Just... what am I doing? Where am I? It doesn't matter. I need more. I need more of him. More. More. I'll do anything. Please, just more. And he tells me to come again. I'm At some point, I just become completely exhausted. I can't move anymore. I can't think. My body and his presence has turned me into mush. There's nothing left of me. And he's still hard as a rock. Of course he is. Of course he is. He doesn't do this. I didn't fuck him to make him feel good. I fucked him so that every single one of these men watching with their eyes wide open, their mouths slack, drooling, their hard-ons showing through their pants, so that they know that he's in charge. They know how fucking dangerous he is. I was just there to prove a point. Nothing more. That's all I'm good for. Oh, God. One more. Oh, God, one more. And afterwards, I get up. I stand by the side of the room and try not to collapse. And I've learned my place.